Welcome to another Big Gay Date. I am Dave Mosley.
My name is Carl Skeens.
And we are watching, is this the first animated movie we've done?
I think so, yeah.
Outside of Space Jam, yeah. This is 2001's Shrek.
It's a classic, I think, right?
It was one of the first animated movies, I think, that was aimed more at adults. I mean, Toy Story and a couple of the Pixars came before it, but and they appealed to everybody. But there are certain jokes in this movie that will completely go over the heads of children.
Yeah.
And definitely a lot more kind of, at the time, current pop culture references in this movie as well.
Yeah, they lampooned everything.
Yeah. Which I'm interested to see how... I don't think this film is going to hold up as well, nearly as well as some of the Pixar stuff does, because of things like that. Like in the forest where they do like the Matrix parody. Fresh in 2001, but now, you know.
Yeah.
But it's still a classic film. Big part. I mean, the whole trilogy, because the fourth one didn't happen. The whole series, very, you know, blockbuster series. Trying to think. I don't think I ever saw this in the theater, though. Did you ever see this in the theater?
Yeah, I did. This song, All Star by Smash Mouth.
Yeah,
it was like the biggest song that year.
I love this song. I can't remember if it was because of this movie. I think I might have been into this before that.
Because you're not a chump, right?
No. But I liked it for the dumbest fucking reason. It was in a trailer for a completely different movie. I can't remember what it was now. But yeah, it's, you know, again, another example of how it's different than Pixar and stuff at that time. A lot of, what's the word, contemporary artists and like actual soundtrack to it as opposed to...
Yeah, they
score.
It's like they just amassed who was popular on the charts at that point. And hey, guys, can we use one of your songs?
Absolutely.
Although they should have used "Walking on the Sun."
Yeah,
just saying.
I was a big fan of this film. Actually, you know what? I think I did see this in the theater, and I was a big fan of it. And then it came out on DVD, and all of my friends saw it as well. And a bunch of my friends just started quoting every single part of the movie. And you know when people do that enough, it just gets on your nerves, and it kind of ruins it for you?
Mm-hmm. That's what happened at Breaking Bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you need to watch Breaking Bad. It is the greatest show on TV. Well, no, fuck you. I like my show better. I'm not going to watch Breaking Bad now on principle. I still haven't watched Breaking Bad.
Man, it's the best show ever. You got to check it
out. Saw your friends, quote the movie.
Until the second one came out, I kind of hated Shrek. it was great at first, but then all my friends are going around just like, you know. I can't even remember the quotes now or whatever. As soon as a lot of the donkey stuff is what it was.
Donkey.
Yeah. Or, you know, like, it's just like, not my gumdrop buttons and shit like that. You know, just stuff. Yeah, we get it. It's from Shrek, but why are you saying it?
Yeah.
And why have you said it every day for the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, context.
It also doesn't help that my friends are terrible at impressions, and they're the kind of people who, when they quote a movie, they don't quite get it right. You know?
Oh, were all your friends chavs?
Yeah, a little bit. you know when people quote a film and it's just slightly wrong, and it's like you want to correct them, but you don't want to be like you'll be that guy for the rest of the school years if you do it.
And shepherds we will be for you, my lord, for you. And you just want to punch him.
Yeah.
You want to punch him right in the forehead. Do I still have a red mark on my forehead? Center mass?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Okay. Not yesterday. The day before, on Penn & Teller Fool Us, a magician friend of mine had the tiny plunger.
Okay.
Right? It's like a little suction cup that looks like a plunger.
Yeah, yeah.
I took the suction cup and I stuck it in my forehead for about 5 minutes 2 days ago, and I've still got a big red circle on... people have been...
Were you trying to be like a Dalek or something?
No, I was just being... I was drinking on my own, and I was being stupid,
no,
playing
no
the
judgment.
Cup.
No judgment. I'm just glad it went on your forehead.
Yeah, it was bad. Well, I tried my neck first.
I can't imagine what your testicles look like. Man.
Well, they're too wrinkly for the suction cup to stick. It also won't stick to my cell phone because the glass is broke.
Okay. Like, jokes about a little child being taken away from his father. You don't get that in Disney.
No.
Really. Well, I mean... You get stories about a kid... No, you do. Finding Nemo. That's the whole point of that movie, basically.
Yeah.
But it's in here, it's just a fucking throwaway gag.
Yeah, that's like a major plot point. And
yeah. I'm just like... And DreamWorks films are like, wouldn't it be funny if... this is one of the few DreamWorks films I would enjoy, I think. There's a lot of... Oh, yeah, this is where you go, like, I'm a flying donkey, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, guys, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You ain't never seen a donkey fly. See?
Yeah. And up until this point, what did we know Mike Myers from? Just like Wayne World and
Austin
SNL.
Powers.
Austin Powers before
come out.
Shrek.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Spy Who Shagged Me was 2002. So that's when we heard Shrek as Fat Bastard. And at that point, like you watched Fat Bastard and you just heard Shrek.
Yeah.
DreamWorks films, they're so bad compared to Pixar. Did you see any of the other things?
Like Ants?
Ants wasn't bad.
Ants was terrible. A Bug's Life was amazing.
Yeah, but Ants was, it was a different kind of film. Definitely much more serious and everything.
Yeah.
Not a bad film, but not as good as Bug's Life. Yeah, definitely. But, things like Madagascar, Megamind, Monsters vs. Aliens, they're just... They're there.
Yeah.
They're not very memorable.
They're good enough to sell toys and have some new costume characters. That's about it.
They're a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
Basically. They're fun. But then 6 months later, everyone's forgotten about them. And DreamWorks churned them out as well. Much faster than Pixar would slow it like one movie a year, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe take a year off at first as well.
But Pixar movies also, they make you cry.
Yes, absolutely. They have a timeless kind of feel to them.
Yeah, I bawled my eyes out when Jesse looked at Buzz. What are we gonna do? And he just grabs her hand
in Toy Story 3.
Yeah. Oh my
man,
god,
I teared up so much in that film. DreamWorks doesn't pull at my strings that way.
Aren't they doing another one? They're totally doing another one.
Toy Story.
Yeah,
they are. Which I hope doesn't undo the gravity of that ending, because I think that's what a lot of the emotional pull was. You know, when they say, "Fucking, I was." Watching it in 3D, and thank God, because the glasses really help shield your tears from your friends sitting next to you.
Yeah.
When he's fucking giving away the toys and explaining, like, you know, this is Mr. Potato Head, and this is Mrs. Potato Head, and they always go together, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my God, you're killing me, guys.
Yeah, man, it's the worst.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
What a weird pairing, though. Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy.
Mm. It's funny. It's funny at points. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
It's a more kind of pop culture it's a very, pop culture referential comedy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it... still looks okay. I mean, it helps that it's a fantasy world. Like, visually, it still holds up, like, 15 years later, I would say.
Absolutely. They didn't try to do anything super photorealistic.
No. I mean, I haven't seen too many of the humans, actually. I haven't been paying attention too much to that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, speaking graphically, the Shrek game coming out on the Xbox and them making such a big fucking deal about the graphics in that game and how it was supposed to look almost identical to this, to the film, which it never fucking will. But the texture of his jacket there, the little cracks and everything, that was, I remember, that was one of the first times I saw an Xbox game. And I was like, oh shit, this actually looks like a, you know, the future. Mm-hmm. It was an effect I'd never seen. It was so well represented. It's like, that's what I've seen in the movies. It's finally caught up to it. Game was fucking wank, but his jacket looked nice.
Yeah. That's how I felt about the last few Assassin's Creed games. They were pretty.
Oh, yes. They don't play very good.
Uh-uh.
Well, actually, no, I've heard good things about Syndicate.
See, wasn't really that big of a fan of Syndicate.
Haven't even played it, but I want to. It's London, so I feel like I have to at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it was a lot better than Unity, which I haven't really even played.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful games, though.
Yeah, a lot of English people with Montreal accents.
Yes.
He looks so sad. He's got that pouty face.
I like this movie, but my favorite, and it still holds up for me, is Shrek 2.
Which one was that?
The one where they introduced Puss in Boots.
Oh, yeah.
And
Antonio.
He gets turned into a human. And you got Prince Charming and everything. And yeah, I don't know. Just, it seemed more exciting. Like, this film is a slow starter to go on their quest and everything. But it's the origin story as well. I get it.
Well, that's, I want a martini glass like that. That's pretty on point.
Etsy.
Right? Somebody's got to sell
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Again, Etsy. You can probably get those as well.
That was fucking disgusting.
There's some pretty gross humor in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He still looks so sad outside, though. You gotta let him in. He's like Dino. Okay, where does he get the eyeballs from? Some of those eyeballs look big.
I don't know. I mean, the villagers are scared of him for a reason.
Does he really, like, take their eyeballs and squeeze the jelly out like he said?
Or do you think he's full of shit?
I mean, that's some fucking eyeballs.
Yeah.
He's got to be killing something. Oh, thanks, Splinter.
Fast gags. Quick fire gags. I like it.
Yeah.
So, let's plan ahead. What is your favorite part of this movie?
The credits. No. I gotta say Farquaad's entrance.
Actually, that's happening really soon, where it looks like he's really big and he walks up to Gingy.
Yeah, it's a pretty... It's super clowny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it feels like a Buster Keaton gag.
All right, I'll give you that. That's going to happen pretty soon, I think. Mine, I'm going to go for when they're in the castle.
Okay.
And they are escaping from the dragon. I love the soundtrack in that moment. Great soundtrack by, it's Harry Gregson-Williams, I think, who was Hans Zimmer's apprentice, whatever the word is, you know. It's a really good, heavy action soundtrack, but there's a particular moment when they're, at the very end, Shrek runs in slow motion out the door, and then the dragon's behind him and, like, breathes fire, And it's like chasing him down the hallway and they run across the bridge. It's just a really fun shot. It's like my favorite shot in the whole movie.
Okay.
So that's about halfway through.
We'll be looking for that.
And then we're going to have, like, we'll find another point later on as well. Once we've done both of ours, we'll find another movie upcoming that is our joint favorite, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
So with that said, let me pour because yours is coming up any moment. This week's shot of choice is Amaretto. Let's see what happens here.
It's Lady Velvet. What's this?
Because this reminds me of something in England that I guess you can't get over here. God, what the fuck is it?
Good chocolate that doesn't have that vomit taste
to
it?
It's a particular brand of liquor or something. I don't know what it is. But it's got like a caramel kind of smell to it.
Uh-huh.
Do you get that?
Okay, yeah.
What the fuck am I thinking of? I don't know. It's been 2.5 years since I was in England, so I've forgotten all of those. Here we go. Ha.
Oh, God, that makes me laugh. Okay, cheers.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it.
All right, let me say this. I was not familiar with the nursery rhyme or whatever, Do You Know the Muffin Man?
Do you know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man? Do you know the Muffin Man who lives on Drury Lane?
I did not know the Muffin Man or the Muffin Man song until like maybe 2 years ago.
Okay, but that's just because you're from the UK. Did y'all have stupid rhymes as well?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
But for it to be such a big gag, like everybody fucking cracked up in this gag. And I'm just like, I don't get it. You know, when you're just laughing because everyone else is and you're just like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, those are embarrassing moments.
But apparently it's a really popular like little nursery rhyme. And I just figured like, I didn't know they were actually reciting the exact lines. I thought.
Yeah.
She's married. Yeah.
You thought they were working a little bit harder?
It's verbatim. It's the exact line. And it's just, I thought they were referencing something else. I just didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Super, super embarrassing.
What's the most embarrassing moment of your life? Doesn't have to be in front of people. Legal.
Oh my God,
legal.
I'm not asking.
Oh, man.
When's the most... Oh, my God. What a question just to throw out there.
Where you just kind of, like, do something, and then, like, you're talking to yourself, like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? I once got really, really hungry, and I ate a frozen Hot Pocket, because I thought it'd be exactly like eating cold pizza, and spoiler alert... It's not.
Not the same.
No, it's fucking disgusting. It is the nastiest thing.
Oh, damn. God, I don't know about the most embarrassing of my life because I've fucking embarrassed myself plenty in my life. One of my more public embarrassments, I guess, was my friend Mark's wedding. Him and everyone he knows are big drinkers, and I guess I tried to keep up with them on his wedding night. Spent quite a lot of money at the wedding bar, knocking back a good number of pints until about 1:30 in the morning, I think it was. And then I have nothing for 4.5 hours. I woke up about 6 o'clock, sitting in a chair in the hotel room, still in my fucking tuxedo and all that shit. Woken up by the sensation of this watery, biley vomit rushing up my neck into my mouth. And you know when you just like, you push your lips close, like, and your cheeks fill up, and then you gotta fucking run. I spent like the next 4 hours until 10 a.m. just literally vomiting. And then I had to walk. Everyone else was doing the breakfast the next day. I walked out in my pajamas, just straight past that door, straight like floor to ceiling windows and everything. walked past that little atrium where they got it set up, just walked all the way to the front desk and just like, in the saddest fucking voice, I'm just like, can I get a late checkout?
Oh my God.
And they were like, well, no, because we need the room for the other guests. I'm just like, you don't understand.
I've never checked out of a hotel room on time before.
I was super fucking sad. I was just like, you don't understand. You've got to help me out. I am in no state to leave right now.
A couple years ago, I was doing a circus show up in New York with four circus Russians. Russians that grew up in the circus are hardcore, and Russians also drink. Okay, mm-hmm. I mean, they're Russians, and vodka, yeah. And they drink vodka more than water because there's only like a one-letter difference between voda and vodka, you know? And so I made the agreement with my business partner that I was going to get wasted with the circus Russians. It's all I wanted to do. I was going to go do this 3-week gig. I just wanted to get wasted once with the circus Russians. And yeah. We did. It's like halfway through. I get wasted with them. I'm drinking vodka. And then I wake up in the hotel room, in my hotel room bed the next day. Okay. I see them all in the circus tent the next day. And they're like, bro, do you remember anything that happened last night?
Isn't that the worst fucking question anybody can ask you?
Yeah. So apparently, I got up in their hotel room where we started drinking. I went to go use the bathroom, and I go into their bathroom in this hotel room, and I close the door behind me and lock it. An hour later, they hear all this rustling, and I come out of the bathroom. They run into the bathroom. I hadn't peed. But the towel rack was ripped off of the wall. The toilet paper rack was ripped off of the wall. The soap dish was smashed on the ground. Like, all the shit on the counter was on the floor. And I get drunk over here all the time, and I don't, like, break shit, you know? Like, I don't do that.
I'm thankful for that, yeah.
And so, that happened. And when they came out of the bathroom, I had already left, and I was in the hallway going to my hotel room, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm going home. And I don't have my keys. So apparently I get back to my hotel room. I can't get into my room. But then I turn back around and I've forgotten what room the Russians are in because they open the door whenever they hear like this knocking getting louder. And I'm just knocking on random hotel room doors going down the hallway to get to the Russians. And they took me back to my room. They got me in. They put me in fucking PJs and under the covers. And I still don't believe them. This is 4 years after the fact, and I think they're in it for the long con. I think they're all lying to me. I think they did it, and I walked up to the hotel room or the hotel desk the next day and offered to pay for everything. It was really it was bad. It was bad.
So both of our embarrassing stories involve having to like sheepishly apologize to hotel staff.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no shame unless I broke something that I have to pay for.
Yeah. By the way, the PS to my story is that my friend actually had to drive my car home.
Oh, God.
And then I just slept for like 7 hours at his house. But on the way home, when he was driving, I was desperate to get some kind of water or something and feel better. So we stopped at the rest station and grabbed a water. But I also grabbed like a sports kind of drink, mm-hmm. like a cherry flavored sports drink. I'm like, okay, I've never had a cherry flavored one before. I'm going to grab this. It's got the glucose sort of stuff that, you know, it's supposed
electrolytes.
To, yeah, all that sort of shit. I'm just like, this, it'll give me a little energy and the water will just dilute the shit. I mean, up until that point, pretty sure I'd vomited out everything I could, but drank some water and some of this cherry stuff. And I guess there was like a little bit of bile and stuff still in my stomach. And the water kind of made it grow three sizes that day and like fill up my stomach again. And then I was my friend's driving down the motorway like 70 miles an hour. And I just have this sensation of like, I need to throw up right now. So I just roll down the passenger window, stick my head out the door like a dog. And then I just proceed to vomit this watery red bile that basically looks like my head has exploded. If you were watching behind, which there was somebody driving behind us, and I'm pretty sure it went all over their windshield as well.
Hell yeah.
So I like to picture it from that guy's perspective, where he's just driving down the highway and then some guy sticks their head out the window, It looks like their head explodes and then just splatters all over their windshield.
Fuck. And then they just turn the windshield wipers on.
Yeah. It's like, fuck you, amateurs.
So this is our World Wrestling Federation scene here.
With some Joan Jett. See, it's funny in 2001, but in 2016, I feel like this movie just tried. Like, watching it now, I'm like, this movie's trying too hard.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
It's trying too hard to relate to me as a kid and stuff.
Absolutely.
It's trying to be the cool older brother of the Pixar movies.
Yeah. I as far as, like, super meta movies, I really dug Wreck-It Ralph. Recently, Wreck-It Ralph was awesome.
Because that had a really good heart to it.
Yeah, and they still just let Sarah Silverman make poop jokes.
Mm-hmm. It's just such a thin premise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
See, even Donkey's summing up, like, what a stupid fucking movie this is. Where do you stand on Shrek 4D at Universal Studios?
True story, never done it.
Really?
Yep. I worked there, walked by it every day, did not care.
It's fine, but, I mean, like, Farquaad comes back as a ghost. And I don't know, for me, like, in a fantasy fairy tale with dragons and ogres and everything, a ghost is a little too much for me.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like I can't suspend my disbelief for that.
Yeah, and if he can just come back as a ghost, then what about the character development of killing him off?
Yeah. And then, I guess, at the end of the thing, he gets eaten, the ghost gets eaten by the dragon, and apparently that's enough to kill the ghost for good? It makes no sense.
Oh, because he can't just phase through the dragon's stomach?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
that sounds retarded.
And it's exactly like this, where it's just got fucking, like, Blues Brothers references and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shit the kids aren't going to get.
The donkey meet and greet is
that was a nice little thing.
Donkey's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. They have this live meet and greet session at Universal where you can meet a man with his head or hand up a puppet of donkey. But it's a live actor, and he'll riff with you and stuff.
Yeah,
doing his best Eddie Murphy impression, basically.
Yeah, you can't see the puppeteer. It looks like Donkey's in a stable, but
it looks like Donkey is smacked off his tits. But yeah,
Donkey always looks smacked off his tits. Have you seen the footage for the new King Kong? Have you ridden it yet? Did you go to the
new ride? Preview? No, I've missed out on it for various circumstances, but I'm very excited. I thought you meant the new movie that was coming out next year.
No. I'll wait until you've had a chance to do it. But I'm just.
You sound underwhelmed.
Yeah, entirely because. You get a real King, you get a big animatronic King Kong at the end, like the original King Kong ride.
Yeah,
that's really cool. You get the queue's interesting, but once you get on the ride, big real door, okay? Yeah. Big ass Kong skull, screen,
right.
Screen, King Kong, you're off the ride. Okay, Spider-Man was awesome.
Yeah.
You dressed up Spider-Man and you made Transformers. Awesome. You made a better ride vehicle, but still the same concept, and we got the Harry Potter ride. Okay, I'll deal with it. But what happened to building real environments?
Yeah, that's a shame.
You know, like, that's my biggest bummer. It just... there's too much screens for when the queue is so damn interesting, I at least expect, like, more practical stuff.
You want something akin to like the Jaws ride, which is a similar concept where there's somebody actually talking you through it and everything.
Yeah, or even the old King Kong, just how there was shit to look at.
Yeah, I get that.
Don't worry, you're not going to fall in.
This movie's pretty boring, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 15 years old. I guess it's just, are we too old? What's happening to us?
A little bit, yeah. It's not like Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is old, but it's timeless. It's comedy.
Ghostbusters and a lot of the other movies we've done, they're movies where you, if you know them so well, but you still want to keep watching them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember every single beat of this movie. And I don't really want to relive it. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I know it that well, but it's still, it's a couple of moments and that still do it for me. But again, it comes down to my friends fucking drilling it into my head. I just got sick of this film so early.
So I learned recently that if you were to fall onto a pit of lava like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't sink in like Terminator 2.
Right.
You would just kind of... Have you ever had a really hot skillet and then you just kind of flick a drop of water on it?
Yeah.
And it just kind of like races around.
Yeah.
Until it,
yeah.
That's what would happen because of the moisture on your body. Granted, the heat would kill you basically instantly.
Yeah.
But you would just kind of sizzle and slide around, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fascinating.
That's good to hear.
Read it the other day and honestly, I wish Mythbusters would have done it with like a pig.
That's a good way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they use a pig for a human body all the time. Yeah.
What would they use for lava? You want them to actually go to a volcano and throw a pig in?
It's Adam Savage. I would not put it past him and Jamie.
I feel like that's going to piss off some kind of Hawaiian god, because Hawaiians love volcanoes and Hawaiians love pigs, so...
You know, it's not... There are volcanoes elsewhere in the world, right? Like, they're not all just in Hawaii.
No, but most of them are.
No, yeah, isn't Sauron in...
A fictional land, yeah.
Yeah, but that's New Zealand. They totally have volcanoes.
Sure, sure.
They've got to.
Sure. I don't fucking know.
We have volcanoes on the mainland here.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, there's one under... What's the one in 2012?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yellowstone Park or something.
Yeah.
Was that a volcano? I don't fucking know.
I know there was one out on the West Coast back in like the 80s, 70s. I don't know. Big fucking volcano eruption, ash everywhere, people died.
Did you see Volcano with Tommy Lee Jones?
Oh, where the dude just not realistically steps into the lava and just sinks down?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking of when you were telling that story.
Yeah. I like Volcano.
Compared to Dante's Peak?
I like a lot of movies compared to Dante's Peak. I also did not like Cliffhanger.
While we're talking about movies you didn't like.
Yeah, that was fucking Sly Stallone at his worst.
And this dragon's awesome, but when it starts trying to fucking pull the moves on Donkey, it's just weird.
Yeah.
The eyelashes and shit and the...
And how do they make babies? Just...
Yeah, is that the end of this movie?
Yeah.
That's like... Is it like the after credit sequence?
Yeah, I feel like that...
That's the real question of this movie. I've completely forgotten about that.
The fact that they were going to make babies at the end is the whole reason why Donkey's a boy and the dragon's a girl.
Yes.
If those roles were reversed, I don't think we could suspend our disbelief for that.
Because that dragon would fucking tear that donkey apart.
Yeah. But I can totally see tiny little donkey playing some Barry White and just kind of slipping in, putting on some moves
just
onto the dragon.
Smashing her back doors in.
Yeah. Little wings are quivering. Donkey, she wants it. I assume you should still make sure.
Yeah.
You'd still totally like ask like 3 times. Now, okay. Donkeys do not have prehensile tails. That donkey, his tail should have broke right the fuck off when she just carried him away.
When that dragon carried him away?
Yeah, she picked him up by his tail. I'm just saying, I'm willing to deal with dragon.
You're not willing to deal with the the anatomy of the donkey being so loosey-goosey in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Physics do not apply to this movie.
Yeah. Have you ever pretended to be asleep, like when someone comes into the bedroom?
Oh yeah.
I'll be expecting my wife to come into bed sometimes and, you know, wake me up in an interesting way. And but sometimes I won't, like, I'll get woken up just by the sound of her walking in the door or something. So I'll pretend to be asleep. And then I hear her come in and I hear her walking around the bedroom, and then she just gets into the other side of bed and just goes to sleep. And I'm just like, bitch, what? What?
I said, bitch.
You do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I fake being asleep all the time. Man, it gets you out of a lot of bullshit,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yeah. I've pretended to be asleep when friends, like when I'm drunk after a night out and friends are in the living room and they're fucking bullshitting, like trying to wake me up and stuff. I'm just like, if I wake up, I've got to deal with you guys. If I just lay here and pretend to be asleep, yeah. I mean, you'll give up in 60 seconds of trying to wake me up and then I can actually get back to fucking sleep.
Yep.
But you hear everything they say, and they say some really mean shit to try and wake you up. You angry.
Absolutely.
You hear everything, but you can't act like you hear everything.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
And then they go to draw dicks on your forehead and they catch you, because then you're like, you know they're coming, so then it's ninja status.
It's like Daredevil.
You just catch it. Knew you were awake. Dragon sitting on that booty. It's a lot of gold and jewels. Oh, yeah, light them candles.
Let's get it on.
Which is a good song, by the way. Very good song.
Not the way I do it.
Oh, no, not at all. But the way Marvin Gaye did it. Mm. I'm not gay, but...
Gay for Marvin Gaye?
I mean, at one point. At one point.
That is a dragon kissing a naked ogre's ass.
Yeah, that just happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're kicking into a little slow-mo. Love this soundtrack that kicks in here. So good.
Dragon is pissed. Do we know her name, or is it just Dragon, like he's Donkey?
Yeah, I don't think she has a name. Nah, I could do without the Benny Hill shit right here, but... Here we go.
Okay. Why did he throw that sword in there?
Because it's going to keep it trapped in a second.
Does it break through all the supports?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that shot. All right. Let us toast.
Cheers, sir.
Yes, but it's an old castle. So, oh. Well.
Yeah.
Oh, I was under the assumption the pillars actually broke away.
Yeah, I mean, if the pillars didn't go, that sword was
The sword was kind of useless, honestly.
Yeah.
It was the first thing to go.
Yeah.
All it allowed him to do was have that heroic run where he caught up to them very quickly, considering that one of them is an animal with 4 feet and the other is a very thin woman.
Yeah, the sword made absolutely no difference to the situation. Almost like Indiana Jones in the entirety of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, he's just there.
Yeah.
He's kind of stumbling from point to point.
Yeah, if Indiana Jones were not there, that whole movie would have ended the exact same.
It's true. They would have found the Ark. They would have opened it. They would have fucking melted.
Yeah. He wouldn't have had to deal with that woman the whole time. And then get Mutt as a son.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, man. Maybe that movie just shouldn't have happened. And it sucks because that one's really good.
We'd still get Temple of Doom because that was set before that one.
Mm-hmm.
What would be different about Last Crusade? Because that's my favorite of the Indiana Jones movies.
Last Crusade was last.
Yeah. So does any of the stuff in Raiders affect him in that movie?
I don't know.
I don't know the fucking continuity of that at all.
Yeah, I didn't even know until recently that those three movies don't actually take place in the order that they came out in.
Yeah, it's kind of that always threw me off as well.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I think this might be the first movie I can go all the way through without needing to pee.
Yeah, how short is it?
Like 90 minutes.
Oh, wow, yeah, okay.
And it's a shame, because I would not mind missing like 2 minutes of this movie while holding my penis. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I'd rather just be holding my penis for. Yeah, he's an ogre. And then Prince Charming would have kissed her, and she would have turned into an ogre, and then he would have left her, and she would have ended up in single and, like, and divorcee in the woods.
She would have been banished to the swamp, and she would have met Shrek.
Yep.
I think they would have been absolutely fine.
Again, whole movie.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You're wasting our time. You're wasting the character's time.
This whole movie could be a
montage.
Most
importantly, you're wasting our time.
Yeah.
This whole movie could just be like a 90-second prologue to Shrek 2.
Absolutely.
When she's already an ogre and... Do they have kids at that point? No, that's the third one.
Mm-hmm.
My God, the third one is terrible. I do not remember very much about it, but I remember, and I think actually a big reason of why I didn't like it is because I ended up watching it in a theater with a bunch of fucking screaming kids. And the scenes where like the parents are really trying to struggle with keeping the three ogre kids under control, I'm like, wow, I'm living this movie right here.
Yeah.
It was all around me. It was like, it was Shrek 4D for real in my face, all around me.
I hate little kids like that. I bark at kids. I also fart on kids.
You said this, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, every time, man, you need to, if you are not on that train, you need to board it, because it's a good train to be on.
Put them on their place.
Yeah, man.
You fart on a kid, what's a kid going to do?
No, they're going to tell their mom, and then you look at the mom like they're fucking retarded, and who are you going to believe, an adult or your punk-ass little child?
Kids lie all the time.
Kids lie. I'm British. I never fought on your kid. And you're just ripping ass and leaving chains.
Just combo after combo. Which way are they going to go? I think I'll drop one here. This will hit them in 60 seconds.
That's funny.
So, of what's left of the movie, what's your next favorite moment that we can both agree on, do you think? What's a good point in this movie?
Well, I mean, the sooner it is, the more we can drink, and the better this movie's actually going to be. But
we may need to go pretty hard on the alcohol in order to enjoy this one. Where are we now? Yeah, we're about halfway through this movie already.
Jesus. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's been forever since I watched it. Why are you putting her in the Jesus cave? Did you know they're doing a sequel to Passion of the Christ?
Yeah.
Passion of the Christ 2, Jesus Reloaded.
Where do you go from there?
Well, that's what I was thinking, but...
Passion of the Christ 2, Die Harder.
Yeah. Passion of the Christ, number one, finished with Hole in the Hands. And, like, sunlight coming through the boulder door.
There's a fucking joke in Family Guy about that. Like, Passion of the Christ 2, and it's him and Chris Rock fucking, like, as a buddy cop comedy. You ever seen that?
No. Oh, man, I gotta watch that.
It's so funny. It's like Jesus jumping to a John Woo-style shooting double guns and shit. And Chris Rock just being all fucking Chris Rock about it, driving a Lamborghini and shit.
It's funny.
It's amazing. Yeah. It set the bar pretty high for whatever Passion of the Christ 2 is actually going to be, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's literally just the what happened after the 3-day thing. Hey guys, I'm not really dead. I am really God's son. Peace! And they're making it into a movie.
It's the trial of Judas. It's like a courtroom drama.
Right? Oh, man.
Show me on the door where they touched you, and he points to like the hands and the
And then the ribs,
like the spear.
Oh, yeah, because that's what killed him, according to the stories, right? The spear. The Spear of Destiny.
That was it?
Yeah.
It had a name, the Spear of Destiny?
Yeah, the spear that pierced Christ's side, that was the killing blow. And that, basically, with, like, legend and shit, whoever holds that holds the spear is unstoppable. Yeah. The Spear of Destiny is fucking... It's absolutely insane, man.
That's what I want to see in the sequel. Like, the fucking search for the Spear of Destiny.
Have you seen Constantine?
No.
What? You've never seen Constantine with Keanu Reeves?
No, I'm lying, Carl.
Are you fucking...
No, I haven't. No, I haven't seen Constantine.
Like, oh, man.
The look of disbelief on your face, my God.
Well, then... Yeah, I cease what I was saying because the rest of this conversation is moot.
I'll see how much alcohol I have, but I mean, the next moment that I really think is funny in this movie, I guess, coming up is the Robin Hood's Band of Merry Men popping up and the little song.
Okay.
It makes a blowjob joke, basically. I forget the exact words. It's like, what he's basically saying is he likes to get, and he jumps in to avoid saying,
yeah,
laid or head or I don't know what it's supposed to be.
Uh-huh. I could agree with that.
All right.
I could agree with that.
But that is like in another 10 minutes, so we by all means think of another one after that.
Because
we gotta fucking keep this going.
Yeah.
I'm in danger of actually. I'm afraid if I go to the bathroom, I'm just gonna piss away all the alcohol before it's even had a chance to enter my bloodstream.
Oh no, that's so sad. That's like a party foul.
First world problems, man. Ah, Mama Bear.
Oh, look at that porno bed.
Oh God, yeah, this gag. Ray fucking. Starts masturbating or whatever. This movie, man. It's like, oh, what's this? It's like he's never had an erection before.
I mean, he might not.
And that's not even a great picture of her, if I'm being honest.
Absolutely not. Yeah. And where do they get her? Because she is an ogre, right?
Yeah.
She's an ogre in human form now, but she was at some point before the movie an ogre. Do we know that? Or was she human and then just got shafted and turned into an ogre?
Oh God, I can't even remember anymore. We had that whole fucking little storybook beginning. mentions something about a curse or whatever. That's funny.
Yeah,
I'll give it that.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I mean, I think I've legitimately laughed like 3 times because of the movie and not our conversation. Yeah.
But I don't remember. I think we hear more about that. We hear more about the continuity of what you're talking about. We hear more about that in the sequel, I think.
Okay.
I don't remember much about... I don't know how much is revealed in this one. Because, we don't know she's an ogre until, like, another 20 minutes almost.
Yeah, I'm going to have to Wikipedia that. So I don't necessarily have to commit to, like, an entire franchise.
Yeah.
Your John Williams coming back for Indiana Jones 5?
I mean... good, but
why are they making an Indiana Jones 5?
Yeah, that's where I'm going with that. Mm-hmm. I do not remember much about Indiana Jones 4.
Oh,
I especially don't remember the score. So I remember the fridge and I remember the monkeys and everything, but what I really remember from watching that movie the first time is it starts off in the warehouse from the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark where the Ark of the Covenant is being held and everything, and there's a big fucking fight or chase or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I remember watching the movie and I remember just hanging my head when I saw Harrison Ford climbing up the boxes, because it was painful to watch. It was so slow. Like, he was climbing up this tower of boxes in order to swing across from one side to the other or something like that. And you can see him, and it's just like, this man's he's as old as my nan. And he's, you can see he's just like,
I understand he's still the shit with a whip, but how does he now still have the upper body strength to hold on to said whip for the swing? You know?
Oh, like, shit. Here we go. Here's our song. Paid. That was it. It's a real fucking West Side Story thing going on here, isn't there?
Yeah, when you're a jet, you're a jet, yeah.
Alright, let's do shots of Deep Eddy, Ruby Red, grapefruit flavored. It was vodka. It's vodka in the end. Okay. It's there very quietly. Very quietly? Very small letters.
Fucking
what the fuck was that?
Vodka.
You haven't drunk it yet.
Okay,
is it just the word? Is it like with women and moist? You hear the word vodka and you're just like, oh.
Women don't like the word moist?
No, apparently not.
That's sexist. I'm sure not all women don't like the word moist.
I don't know. Let's say it a lot and let's see how many women just stop listening.
Moist. I knew somebody that didn't like the word towelette. Yeah, I don't... maybe it's the 2 T's and the E at the... I don't know. Cheers.
Cheers, sir. Oh, that's a kick in the face.
I only drank half of mine.
Yeah, what's wrong with the rest?
I'm not going to throw up on your microphone.
Just do what I did. Just throw up in your mouth and run to the restroom.
That is the nastiest shit I've ever tasted in my life. Okay, so that is called... I don't even want to touch it. That is called...
Let's never speak of it again.
Deep Eddy Ruby Red Grapefruit Flavored Vodka. Don't buy that shit, people.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. Oh my god.
It's got a peculiar aftertaste, doesn't it?
Yeah, where's that cigarette?
It's like there's a party in my mouth and everybody's throwing up.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Hey, what do you call a dog magician?
I don't know. What do you call a dog magician?
A labracadabrador. I'm not sorry.
Don't be. Not asking you to be sorry. That was a gift, man. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. It was so nice.
You know, you laugh, but you'll use it.
I will.
You'll use it at one
point. Look, I'll use it next episode when you've forgotten about all about it.
As long as we're watching something where that's still good.
Yeah. We'll find something. There's still plenty of good movies out there that still hold up to this day. Occasionally, you're going to find something that is a bit crap.
A little bit. Yeah, sometimes.
We will, let us know what you would like us to watch, but I definitely have some picks in mind. It's just a matter of finding the time to do something like the Lord of the Rings trilogy, or
all three back
all
to
three
back.
All three back to back, yeah. Big gay weekend. But absolutely, we would love to hear what people would like us to be watching while we're drinking, because it's sometimes pretty tough to come to a consensus. So we have a Facebook, facebook.com/biggaydate, or our website, biggaydate.com. Please check us out there and just let us know what movies you would like to watch, and maybe we can watch them with you. Let's how about doing it like that?
Yeah, I'm not really I don't really have that much input to throw in when we're choosing movies. I'm kind of like all of your boyfriends or girlfriends. What do you want to eat? Oh, I'm good. Whatever you want.
Yeah, super unhelpful.
Yeah. He just pushed that
especially
into the bushes.
Very much like boyfriend and girlfriend, where you're just like, I don't care as long as it's over with quickly.
Okay, so Shrek just pushed her into the bushes. I've done that to my lady upwards of 10 times, and it is the funniest thing when you're just walking to somebody and like you're walking on a sidewalk and they are between you and the bushes. You just firmly plant a hand on their shoulder and push.
Just keep walking.
Yeah, absolutely. By the time she's up, I'm already unlocking the front door. I also trip loved ones. I walk behind them and do the, I'm going to stick my foot out in front of yours and hook my foot in front of your ankle.
Oh, man. I just accidentally step on my wife's feet. That's how I trip her up. She gets super fucking mad. Understandably. But she should fucking walk faster.
Stop walking on my fucking heels. All the time. Yeah, and if it does happen frequently, you are absolutely right. Maybe not walking fast enough is the issue.
How tall are you?
You're 5'7".
Yeah, it was same as me. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. So,
I'm all walk.
Huh?
I'm all walk.
Like fast?
Yeah, I don't intentionally walk fast, but I take big strides for a little guy.
Exactly the same as me. I guess it's just something about growing up, and I guess it's subconsciously I had to keep up with my bigger friends, I guess.
Yep.
But, I've always been fucking smaller than a lot of my friends, so you've got to take bigger strides to keep up. And then when you walk with somebody who is also quite short, like my wife, who I guess didn't have to do that, you find you're fucking, you have to walk twice the distance because you walk and you've got so far ahead, you got to walk back to meet them.
Oh, I don't walk back. I just wait. That's what it is. When I'm walking beside somebody slower, I'll get like 50 feet ahead and then I'll stop. I'll look back and then I'll cross my arms and tap my toe. And then once they catch up, I start walking. And then once I'm 50 feet ahead, I stop. I look back, I cross my arms and I tap my toes.
They start muttering under your breath as well after a couple of times.
That's every single trip to a theme park. Every single one. The mall, I'm a bench dweller. Because I'm just not going to deal with that shit.
Yeah. I just hate jumping from bench to bench, basically.
Yeah, I hate going shopping.
Like, it's safe point. Like,
yeah, she goes into a store, I camp out on a bench. I see her leave said store, I wait until she gets a little far down, then I move down to the next bench.
You catch up to say, like, as you, she's like halfway between bench and bench, that's when you catch up, just breeze past her. Hey.
Yeah.
Meet her at the next bench.
Yeah, we don't need to touch base. I know you're still shopping. You didn't walk up to
me. I drove you here. I know you're going to be there.
Yeah. I got the key. I know you're going nowhere.
We are almost at the big reveal. Man, this movie's dragging.
Yeah, it is.
And it's only like 91 minutes.
Jesus. They're, yeah, it feels like it's way longer. Where is there, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit at 104 minutes? Didn't fucking know it was that short.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day at 91.
Doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, did not know it was that short. And that's amazing. That is that is a piece of quality cinema.
I mean, the good thing is you can listen to this podcast without having to watch the movie. Because we're not really touching base on it at all. This is just me and you chatting. How have you been, mate?
I've been all right. Good. I've been it's been
what
decent.
What you doing?
God, you know where we live. That's, we're here to have an unreasonably enjoyable evening. Where's Charlotte? Did you guys have to watch Charlotte's Web when you were... No, you're from the UK.
We had to read it. Do we have to read it or watch it? I think we had to read it.
We had to do both. Yeah. Oof. It's watching Charlotte's Web is like an American kid thing to do in the 80s.
The cartoon, 80s. Right? Not the... Obviously. Yeah.
Although Milo and Otis was my shit. Milo and Otis, the cat and the little... And the pug? It's the old... It's a really old British movie. A cat and a pug go on like this adventure through like the wilderness and
are
shit.
Are they real animals or is it animated?
Yeah, they're real animals. They're
Milo
real animals.
And Otis.
They don't animate their moving mouths onto the animals. It's just the animals and then voice over British people. Oh my God.
Is it a British version of The Journey Home or whatever it is or?
Oh, Homeward Bound?
Homeward Bound, thank
Milo
you.
Milo and Otis, long before Homeward Bound.
Really?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I can't believe you've never seen Milo and Otis.
I led a very sheltered life, so it's entirely possible that everyone else in England did, and I'm just the anomaly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it's, like, award-winning, like, movie, but if you're a kid and you like animals and British accents, it's the shit.
It's got it ticks all the boxes.
Yeah.
Honest truth, do you know any girls who look like her?
Yes, actually. I knew a girl in high school who I'm friends with as an adult. She's really, really nice. In high school, I was still friends with her, but she was heavyset, ginger, had the exact same facial structure, haircut, body structure. We called her Fiona.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was the worst, man. We were so shitty. She was one of those people that once I became an adult, I met them like...
Apologized.
Yeah, like I met them like as an adult. We had a couple drinks. I apologized for being shitty. And like now we're like... we're decent friends, you know, we're on like an even board, but yeah, we totally called her Fiona when we were younger. We were assholes.
Oof.
Yeah, man. God, now you just made me feel shitty about myself.
Why I thought you were having a little too much fun question? Tonight. Yeah, I'm just gonna bring you down a little bit.
God.
I just say because I have an ex-girlfriend that kind of reminds me of her right now.
Yeah.
It's the nose.
Ooh, okay. Okay, that upward nose.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, like, when it's one of those things you only notice, like, when you break up with someone. And I guess it's kind of because you're looking for the faults at that point.
Mm-hmm. You want any fault you can find at that point.
But then once you see it, you're just like, oh, damn, that's a big one. How did I miss that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And your opinion on what is beautiful changes depending on where you are.
How much you're guessing. Yeah.
Yeah. Is the fucking you're getting worth the fucking you're getting is the question you need to ask yourself.
What I just noticed there is Shrek's ears are like a dog's tail. Like, when he gets sad, his ears flop down and they lose their erectile neenness. I don't know what the word is.
When I get sad, I lose my erection, too.
but he's got two on his head.
Oh, that sucks. Donkey.
Oh, Donkey does it too.
Of course he does. Donkey's a dog.
Mm, basically.
Donkey is a fucking dog. Yeah. Yep. A friend of mine has a horse that plays dead, plays possum, and it lays on its back. Whenever like it gets like weirded out or like people that it doesn't know are in its pasture,
yeah,
it kind of lays down and does what Donkey just did with all four legs up in the air.
Yeah.
And she was at work. She had electricians on her land, like wiring some new electricity for like the barn and like the farmhouse and shit. And they called her at work. They're like, hey, your horse is dead.
Oh my God.
And she's like, no, he plays possum. They're like, no, he's dead and we're going to call animal control. And she's like, I'll be right there. He's sleeping. He was playing possum.
Jesus.
He just wasted that lady's afternoon.
Now, I mean, let's assume everything here is relative. He is huge in stature compared to her right now.
Yes. Like Belle and Beast.
Yeah. Like what the fuck happens there?
Mm-hmm.
I get that they fall in love with the ugly version and everything. And that is what turns him into the beautiful version. But when you love that, how? What are you hoping for? How do you see that going in?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
and
it's,
out and in again.
It's the same thing with Belle and Beast, bro. Like, yeah. have you ever tried to hold like a cat in heat, and you got all sorts of clawed up and shit?
Yeah,
what the fuck was she expecting?
I don't know, fuck.
Oh, that was funny.
I just had the worst fucking image in my head now. I don't know what it is. Don't know what brought it on. But it's just Belle, like, masturbating furiously with Lumiere.
Have you seen that?
You know there's fan art out there that's fucking doing that.
Have you seen the gif of the Hulk and Black Widow having sex?
No. Again, yeah, fucking watching that movie. I'm
but
just
it's
like,
gigantic green Hulk and little ass like human Black Widow.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, it is straight up porno status, but it is hysterical. It is so, that's what they were expecting.
It's just like, it's donkey and dragon all over again. Male dragon, female donkey. That's why they went this way.
Absolutely. If you haven't seen it, you should totally look up the GIF of the Hulk and Blackwood and then clear your search
clear
history.
Clear your search history, yeah. Do you want to pick another moment, or are you done?
As long as it's not that fucking grapefruit vodka, because that shit really is disgusting.
It's horrible, yeah. I mean, all that's left is what's in your shot glass right now, so we can just pour this away. There we go. Out of sight, out of mind. I'm trying to think of what else happens in this fucking movie, though. Is there a fight to get to the church, or...
Isn't there a fight in the church?
I don't think there's
totally a fight to get to the church, right?
There must be, because he just walks into the fucking church.
Yeah, he wouldn't
just... Wait, no, does he... No, the dragon takes him over there.
Oh, yeah, where's the dragon's the Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Machina.
So I don't think we have anything really exciting happening until the dragon just bursts in and eats Farquaad.
And then it's the credits, which is fucking exciting.
Well, we do have, yeah, we have that musical number, I guess.
Oh, yeah, okay. If we want to pick a favorite, we'll say the musical number.
We can do that, that's fine. Where Eddie Murphy fucking sings badly again. They actually, apparently that was like a last minute thing they added, and they had to invite him back to sing badly for I'm a Believer. Like, that's how they phrased it, apparently.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean...
Because he sings, you know, a couple of songs.
Party All the Time?
Yeah, sings shit like that, like, throughout the movie.
Oh.
But there wasn't a big musical number planned or anything.
Oh, yeah.
See, and then apparently, I guess, him singing in the earlier parts went over really well, so that was like, hey, let's just have a big musical number at the end, and let's have Eddie Murphy come back and just...
How did they not know, though? Eddie Murphy did Party All the Time. Have you heard that?
No.
My girl likes to party all the time. Party! And you never heard that?
No.
Eddie Murphy hit the pop charts in the 80s. It's actually
those bars are ringing a bell.
It's actually really catchy. It is super catchy. It's not good, but it's catchy.
I mean, kind of like this movie.
Yeah. I mean, but and Mike Myers didn't need the work.
He does now. I bet he's fucking praying night and day for a new Shrek movie to come along.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather see a new Austin Powers.
I would love to see a new Austin Powers. It's not a big fan of that. Again, the first movie was funny at the time, but I think too many people have quoted it, and I don't find it funny anymore.
Yeah.
But the second and third movies, oh my God, fucking hysterical.
Gold! and I was totally okay with Beyonce.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did not think I was going to be, and then that shit was hysterical. That was so funny.
I'm on board with it. Yeah. So good. So well done. What else has he done, like, since The Love Guru? What's he been doing recently?
Oh, Mike Myers?
Yeah.
Being forgotten?
Yeah, he just dropped off the radar for a while. But you know he made a shit ton of money off of this.
Oh, he didn't have to work.
Yeah, so he won't.
Yeah. You see So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yes.
That movie is amazing. And the spoken word poetry. Yeah.
I think that movie, I watched that for the first time maybe 3 years ago. I think that is a product, like, that's one of those movies over here where you had to grow up with it or you won't get it. Because it's fine,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it's...
It's not classic cinema.
No, far from it. I kind of don't think it's a good movie. Like, it's pretty forgettable, honestly. But I guess if you watched it 10 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that. I remember that on cable when I was a kid. It was awesome. Yeah, you pout, Eddie Murphy.
I've had this exact same situation with my wife.
Oh, God.
Different ending, though.
Yeah, I could definitely understand that. The fuck? What did she say about me? Because I'm too much of a wuss to go ask her my damn self. It's like high school. When you're writing all those anonymous notes professing your love, and then, like, they get the notes, and then you realize, wait, it's anonymous.
Yeah.
She's not gonna know.
Sending a little note with, like, check boxes, do you like me? Check yes, and check no. She's like, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah, and then she's all looking up to see who makes eye contact, but everybody's making eye contact.
Yeah, because there's some crazy bitch whipping her head around in class.
Yeah.
Another great piece of music, actually. I like this theme. It's the same fucking theme, but it's got that fantasy, music swelling element to it.
Yeah. Oh. And they're in. All those knights are so terrible. They land and the knights are like, peace. You want to hold her? Please her. Now, how the... Oh, okay. I get it. He's throwing Donkey. It's like, how the fuck is Donkey bouncing? Peace. All your little legs are shattered. Little legs can't take that beating. See, we have cats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we went over to my sister's house. She has, like, 5 or 6 dogs. Bunch of pit bulls and like a little chihuahua who's the alpha dog. And my girl picked up the chihuahua because he's the most adorable little chihuahua ever. He's not yappy. He thinks he's a pit bull.
Okay. She's trying to be one of the guys.
Yeah, but we're used to cats. And when you put a cat down, you can just kind of straighten your arms and let go. And the cat
will work it out on the way down.
Yeah, the cat's fine. My girl did it to the chihuahua. And just not thinking, dropped him from like 2 feet up, and he hit the ground, and his little bottom part of his jaw hit the ground, and he looked at her, and he whimpered, and he didn't walk near that girl for like a week. Absolutely hated her. And then Shrek just walked away from Donkey. That's so fucked up. Donkey's in the back putting splints on all 4 of his legs.
Shrek's the bad guy in this movie now, and now she's about to give up this rich, rich, successful man for this animal-hating, this cold-hearted bastard.
Okay, so she's going to kiss him after she turns into an ogre.
Yeah.
What if she'd kissed him while she was in human form? Would she stay human form? Maybe you shouldn't have waited until, like, you change to do the action that is basically, like, your fucking decision. You know, like, the curse is lifted, but when the curse lifts, you are left, like, it's like being, like, buying something as is, you know? Like,
yeah.
Maybe she wasn't an ogre, she'd still be hot.
Now, why does he need to be married in order to become king? Like, is that a thing? Is that how it works?
The fuck are you asking an American for? Y'all have kings.
I don't know.
We don't have... Well, okay, you have a queen, but...
I'm trying to think if that even fucking makes sense. Could very well do. I don't know.
But okay, wait.
The nearest thing I can compare it to, I guess, is fucking Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Joffrey was king without being married, right? He was king for a bit, and then he got married for a little while, and then...
Yeah, you want to get married so you can produce an heir.
Yeah, but you don't need to be married to be the king, so if Lord, like, he's Lord Farquaad, what makes him king just by getting married?
Yeah,
to this random person.
That's a big jump from lord to king, right?
Man, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
God. I don't even know anymore, man. I'm... Oh.
Okay, okay, but...
I feel like a lot of the movies we've done recently have just kind of ended up with us just being like, hey, yeah, what the... what the what?
Oh, you see that? If she would have just done it in fucking... in human form...
Then they could have done it in human form forever and ever and ever.
I mean, that'd be a little more appetizing for Shrek, right? I mean, her thoughts matter too, but obviously she liked him, so that doesn't really... It's like when she floated down, she looked tiny size, but then, like, as the gold, like, sparkles went away and she fell down.
You can see some badonkadonks.
Yeah, her ass got huge. Between, like, her feet touching the ground and her hips touching the ground, body type changed. But you are beautiful on the inside.
And you have a great personality.
But we talked about that on Big Gay Date 1. Fat girls, they know. They know what they gotta do. They know that you gotta have a ballin' personality. You also gotta make some sacrifices.
By ballin' personality, you mean you gotta take the balls in your mouth, gargle them around a little bit.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, maybe. And you just turn the care... I mean, I guess ogres don't care about the smell. Ooh. Smash Mouth.
Such a good version. Just such a good cover of the song. They played this at our prom.
Oh, yeah.
Our prom was in 2002, to be fair. But
I saw... Who's the lead singer of the Monkees? Davy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Davy Jones at Epcot at Disney doing a concert at the Flower and Garden Festival a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And he sang I'm a Believer. And holy shit, all the middle-aged ladies in the audience for loot. They were, like, I'm talking, if you've never seen a girl,
Did it get a little moist over there?
Yeah, I'm talking, like, licking your fingertips and rubbing your nipples and, like, and, like, throwing stuff, but, like, personal articles of clothing. Yeah, man, it happened. It was like when Davy Jones sang Babe in the Brady Bunch movie. That happened in real life at Disney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yo, Davy Jones.
Shit.
Davy Jones was sexy in the 60s.
The 60s that were 50 years ago.
Yeah, man. My mom remembers crushing on Davy Jones.
Oh, man. And they lived happily ever after. But we didn't. Let's deconstruct this. So, how was it for you, Carl?
Oh, my God. It was like pulling teeth. This is nowhere near as good as I remember it being.
I have no apologies for not watching the last 123 minutes.
Yes, absolutely.
Not 123, sorry.
83
minutes, yeah, of this 90-minute movie. 7 minutes of credits for this? Holy shit.
Jesus.
Let's look at all the people we have to blame. No, it was a really good movie at the time, obviously, and I'm a big fan of Shrek 2, but wow, this film is pretty dull.
Yeah, it didn't age well.
No, 15 years on has not been kind to this film.
How did Space Jam age better?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, like how... Wow.
It's because it had Michael Jordan in his underwear. That's why I...
Creeps.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was not a fan this time around.
No, it's God, what can you say about this film? I remember loving it as a kid. how well do you think if a kid these days had never seen it, how do you think they would take it? Would they? I mean, there's a lot of references in there, I guess, you wouldn't get nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not the same movies that are popular, the same TV shows. Kids nowadays are rocking off of the iPads, not the nursery rhymes and stupid stories. Like, that's... Yeah,
those kind of rapid, all those little sight gags of the random fairy tale characters in the background and stuff. You're not gonna get those as much anymore. You're gonna kids these days. Oh, well, no, not even kids these
days.
It'd
just be a short animated movie that fills the afternoon.
It has the look of one of those really shit direct to Netflix animated videos. You know, mm-hmm. those are kind of made in Sweden or something to make a quick buck off of the back of a Pixar movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those
are like current VeggieTales.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just like minimal effort, just fucking thrown together.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm interested to go back to Shrek 2 now and see if that's as good as I remember it being. I won't put you through it on a big gay date, but I'm tempted to go through it now myself because I remember loving that film so much more. I found it was much funnier. It was obviously more current, but now, you know, it's still 2004, kind of dated, so yeah, 12 years ago. I don't know what that's going to be like. And it just epitomizes the problem I have with DreamWorks films compared to Pixar, is that the pop culture stuff dates so quickly, and once you strip that away, there's really no heart in these movies.
Mm-hmm.
The story of, you know, boy meets girl, boy falls in love, blah, 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 and, you know, what's the heart of this film, I guess? It's like, you don't have to be, you're beautiful on the inside, I guess, is the heart. Of the moral of this story. But there are so many, like, when Pixar tells a story, they tell a story and it stays with you.
Pixar makes you think, DreamWorks makes you watch.
That is an incredibly apt way of putting it.
You know, like, yeah, like Pixar movies, you leave and you cry, you know, you want to
feel something.
Yeah. These movies are just spectacle. Stuff happens. Watch.
Yeah.
You'll laugh occasionally.
Forget about it in 6 months.
Yep.
And I don't know, have they got better at that? What's the most recent DreamWorks film? Did you watch Home? With the thing I noticed about them as well is they use a lot of, for voice actors, they use a lot of people who are popular at the now. Mm-hmm. You know, so obviously this is right around the time that Mike Myers is Austin Powers. Home had what's his name from Big Bang Theory, Sheldon. Forget his name, but yeah, Monsters versus Aliens, you know, Seth Rogen and people like that. When Pixar picks their voice actors, I feel like they pick them on their actual acting ability.
Mm-hmm. And if their voice fits the story.
Yeah. Whereas I feel like DreamWorks kind of goes for the popular kids in class.
Yeah, when they were from Mike Myers recorded this whole movie, he recorded all of his lines without an accent, and then after the fact decided it just sounded weird, so re-recorded all of his lines with an accent.
And that just tells you that they really they didn't want somebody who kind of fit the role. They just wanted Mike Myers for the role because he was popular at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's kind of
we
sad.
We will watch. I don't know, we should maybe watch, because this was this the first, no, was this before Ants, after Ants? This was before Ants. No, this was after Ants, because Ants was right around the time Bug's Life.
Yes.
Am I right? Yeah. So we should probably watch like Toy Story or something at some point and just compare how much we feel compared to this film, how much we watch it as well, because let's face it, we didn't really watch this film.
No, but we didn't need to.
We missed the musical number. Should we take this shot?
Yeah, because now we're the credits.
Absolutely. All right.
What is this?
Surprise. It is Torch Cherry Bacardi rum.
Cool. Oh. It tastes
you
like cough
syrup. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's better than that fucking thing, the grapefruit.
Not gonna lie, I don't know how many years ago I got this, and it's been sitting in the sun for, it's either been sitting in the sun for 6 months or 18 months. So,
well, let's just go ahead and say that had it not been sitting in the sun, I'm pretty sure it would still not be enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, you can't polish a turd. Trying to see. We do have a... Do you think we have an end... Is there an end credit sequence for this? For the dragons?
Is it?
I feel like it must be.
Was this before people started rocking the end credit
scene? This is way before Marvel and stuff, yeah. But I'm just saying, no, there can't be. We got like 15 seconds left before this runs out. All right, let's wrap it up then. Thank you for joining us. My name is Dave.
My name's Carl.
And just let us know what's a movie you'd like us to watch next at facebook.com/biggaydates or biggaydate.com. Thank you for joining us and have a great evening.